From Stamford to Stratford, from Westport to Wilton, Fairfield County listens to the Lisa Wexler Show on WICC 600.
And welcome back to the show. Joining us now is David Lehman, who is the governor's senior economic advisor. He serves as the commissioner of the Connecticut Department of Economic and Community Development, which is the state agency that oversees a wide range of brownfield redevelopment, business growth, the arts, historic preservation, basically getting Connecticut back on its feet and then some. And of course, Mr. Lehman, hello, welcome to the show today. I guess you didn't expect that among your portfolio would be dealing with having to get us out of the hole from the COVID crisis. Welcome to the show today. Good morning.
Lisa, good morning. Thank you very much for having me on. But as you said, I didn't expect it, but happy to play the hand that we're all dealt here and help navigate the crisis and help our economy get through to the other side.
So let me ask you, may I call you David? Feel free
Please.
To call me Lisa. Okay.
Please.
So, David, how are we doing in terms of climbing up from the abyss from the, you know, the complete shutdown of COVID-19. What are the statistics telling you about our COVID recovery here in Connecticut?
Great question. So the statistics, the coincident data that we have tells us the state is doing quite well in terms of the rebound, and I'll talk a little bit through that. The next time we're going to get some data in terms of GDP will be the first week of October, and we'll get the second quarter GDP at the state level for Connecticut at that time. So that'll be a good indicator on where we were. That was the hardest hit quarter nationally, and it will be hard for Connecticut as well, but we'll understand how we performed on a relative basis. In terms of the data we're getting right now, one of the things that we look at, CNN Business and Moody's put out a back to normal index. Your listeners can Google it. It's something we look at. It's updated daily. And it shows that Connecticut's economy is roughly at 84% of its pre-COVID activity. And you want to compare that with the country as a whole, it's at 76%. And some of our neighboring states like Massachusetts, like New York, like New Jersey are all in the mid-70s or even the low 70s. So at 84% where Connecticut is currently operating, we're actually the eighth of 50 states, so top 10 in terms of economic activity rebounding here in the state. And this is an index that looks at everything from output, employment. It looks to Zillow, for example, for real estate activity, Open Table for restaurant activity. So it's a pretty good real-time indicator, and so far, so good.
Well, I think on the real estate piece, it is clear that we have benefited from the exodus from New York City, particularly in the Fairfield County area, but also in Litchfield County and a lot of Connecticut. And we are seeing that as a we are seeing many more school children enrolled in our school districts than we thought. And basically, we're seeing, you know, a flight to suburbia from the urban mess that was New York City in the worst of the pandemic. Obviously, we're hoping they stay here a while, that they don't just rent for a year, but they decide they like it here and they stay.
Yeah, no, that's a great point. Yeah, over 20,000 people have left New York and changed their address for Connecticut at this time. As you mentioned, I think the question is this a short-term phenomenon, or is this something that is over the long term? Yeah, everyone has an opinion on this. I hear a lot. Someone was going to leave anyway and live in the suburbs, and this just expedited their decision, and now they're here to stay. I think the fact that we have many of our schools opening and operating in-person learning and offering that as an alternative, that's really been attractive to certain parents. And I think one of the governor's keys for keeping the state economy and keeping the state attractive is making sure that we keep that virus at bay and levels of viral transmission very, very low. It's clear based on the data we've seen, low levels of virus equals very high levels for the economy, because so much of it is not what the government says can or can't happen. It's the consumer. Is the consumer comfortable to go to that restaurant, to go shopping? And we want to make sure they are. And that's why the public health aspect of this is so important, not just to keeping us safe, but for our economy.
We're chatting with David Lehman at 203-333-9422. I see that in your portfolio, you've also got brownfield redevelopment. And yesterday I was talking about the collaboration between Katie Dykes of DEEP. I don't know if it's your office or another one, but basically changing this thing called the transfer. I think it was a private attorney, actually. Changing this transfer act, because I didn't realize Connecticut was only one of 50 states that was a little bit antiquated in the way we're dealing with brownfield redevelopment. And we can see that in the sense that we're not developing our brownfields.
Yeah, so as it turned out, Lisa, I hung up with Katie 5 minutes before I called into your show here. So Katie and I have been working on that, and I think this legislation, should it pass, will be a real step forward for the state, especially for those that are buying or selling property in the state of Connecticut. As you mentioned, we have an antiquated and, in my opinion, ineffective structure that's called the Transfer Act, which governs properties that may or may not have contamination, what needs to be done before they can be sold. So this should be helpful to our commercial real estate market, likely our residential real estate market. And as you mentioned, we're one of, actually, I think there's two states that have it, us in New Jersey, but states like Massachusetts and others, they have a release-based remediation system. And simply what that suggests is if you spill something or if you find contamination, you need to clean it up, not related to the buying or selling of property. So that should provide more certainty and a better environmental policy too. So I think it's a win for the environment and a win for business if we can get this done.
So, David Lehman, you inherited a state pre-COVID that was, we have been one of the worst to climb out of the 2008 recession. There's no secret about that. And people sort of don't know who to blame, what to blame. Pre-COVID, Fairfield County real estate was very much in the doldrums. It was perceived when GE left, that was a morale blow, I know, to a lot of us. And it was just perceived that Connecticut couldn't get it done. We couldn't redevelop Hartford. We couldn't redevelop New Haven. Bridgeport is always sort of like a maybe, a promise. And I want to know, when you first took this on, what kind of innovation do you think that you can lead and that Governor Lamont can lead to reverse course, to make Connecticut vital again? And where does tax policy figure into that?
So it's a great question, and I know we only have a small amount of time here, so I'll try to be concise. There are many reasons, based on what I've studied, on why the state over the past 10 and now 12 years was very slow to recover since the financial crisis, one of which is tax policy and the lack of certainty around it. But there are others, like the trend to go towards cities, and most of the job creation in the country, especially the higher-paid job creation, has actually been in our densest cities and concentrated in a few metro areas. So the fact that Connecticut has a lot of smaller cities, suburbs, and rural areas, I just think there's been a macro shift away from that versus the 70s, 80s, and part of the 90s when people were coming to Connecticut. But just jumping to the tax policy point, and then we'll talk about some of the initiatives, I think the state needs to provide more tax certainty to businesses, to residents. When you look at economies that perform well over the long term, they typically have three things, maybe four things, one of which is very strong education, including workforce and workforce development. Secondly is very strong infrastructure, and that means everything from access to broadband as well as highways and airports, for that matter. And thirdly is tax certainty. I think the state has changed tax rates many times over the past 15 years, and I think Governor Lamont understands the importance of tax certainty and fiscal stability, limiting our borrowing and making sure that we're making prudent financial decisions. That's really important to residents, to know that certainty is there, and that if they live or move to Connecticut, that their taxes are not going to increase. So that is really key. And the fourth part of it is our cities. And I think you referenced Bridgeport, New Haven, Hartford. I do think Connecticut needs to continue, when this is before COVID and now, we need to continue to invest in our cities. And they may look different, especially with the changing office and retail habits of individuals these days. But making sure that our cities are vibrant areas of employment where people want to live, they have the walkability and livability. I think you can do that with 150,000, 200,000 person cities. And we need to make sure that happens in Connecticut. So this gets to brownfield redevelopment. This gets down to the governor's workforce council, which he announced last year and is going to put out the report next month. So a lot of this all gets to the quality of life and improving our cities, and that's all going to drive employment and growth in our state.
We're chatting with David Lehman. So, David, what are some initiatives that we would want to talk about that you're doing? What's going on?
Well, a couple things I would say. So following up maybe a bit more on the Workforce Council. So the governor convened a governor's Workforce Council last year. And this is something that many other states like Rhode Island, Colorado, Maryland do very, very well, where you have not just the government and educators around the table talking about education and how to develop the workforce, but you have private companies. So this Workforce Council has 13 of the state's biggest employers across geographies, across industries. And they're at the table, and they're telling legislators, they're telling government, government, they're telling nonprofits and educators what skills they need because the workforce is rapidly changing. So this type of statewide coordinated effort led by the private sector is going to make us really improve on our workforce and our quality of life. Another thing that we're focused on in DECD is really simplifying and minimizing some of the incentives to attract businesses to the state. So this gets to the tax certainty point. The state historically has utilized incentives to lure businesses in or keep businesses here. And I think we need to make sure that we have the right balance for the taxpayers that are providing those incentives. So at DECD last year, we reduced the amount of spending in those incentives by roughly 70 or 75%. So continuing to have that fiscal responsibility, and let's invest in the companies that are here and make sure that we're not using taxpayer money in a way that might not have the right balance that we want to grow the state. So, again, it's all simplification back to basics, collaboration between the private sector and the public sector. Those are all things that the Lamont administration is doing. But I'll really underscore the point I mentioned at the outset. The key to Connecticut's long-term success is infrastructure, education, and tax certainty.
Thank you very much, David Lehman, for joining us on the show. I do hope that you'll come back. I know that you're one of the pivotal people in the administration that has definitely the insight and you've got the ear of the governor right now, and I know that it's a two-way conversation, but I do hope you'll come back on the show because, we've all been very distracted by COVID. That's just the best word that I can tell you. Everything that we thought was happening, we've had to put aside and deal with this pandemic. But some of what we love living in this state, and it seems to be a transformative time in a lot of ways, and we're rooting for Connecticut. I'm rooting for Connecticut. Our listeners are rooting for Connecticut. So I do hope you'll come back on the show and let us know how we're doing and how we can be of help to the state of Connecticut as well.
Yeah, Lisa, absolutely happy to come back. And I think for your listeners, I think we need more cheerleaders and more positive people on Connecticut. Our COVID response, our current economic activity, even pre-COVID, the economy was performing a lot better last year than it was over the previous decade. So things are definitely looking up, and we want to keep this population growing and our economy growing.
Thank you very much. David Lehman, Office of the Economic Development, Special Economic Advisor to Governor Lamont. Thank you so much for joining us on the show today.
Take care, Lisa. Thank you.
We'll be right back. More of the Lisa Wexler Show coming up.